Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
On the investusa.org, Mike, this is Lock and Load. We're going to spend the rest of our time this week with writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill.
Let's talk about the pistol brace. We've got a latest pistol brace thing that has come out about this. Let's hear about this, which I kind of thought this was already sort of decided, but let's hear what we have to, what we got with this.
Well, we have a number of court hearings, several of them, I think about three, just in the Fifth Circuit alone, on the pistol braces. And the general consensus within the Fifth Circuit is that the ATF exceeded its power as an administrative agency, made new law, and didn't have the power to do that. And so the rule is held defunct, you know, or not operative until at least the court case is finally settled, which will probably be adjudicated all the way through the Supreme Court.
Right.
And this case was brought by the NRA against the ATF, and it's at the district court level, which is the Northern District of Dallas. Northern District of Texas in Dallas. And the judge there, Judge Sam A. Lindsay, filed a permanent injunction, issued a permanent, preliminary injunction, telling the ATF not to enforce anything on the final rule until the case is completely adjudicated. Now, there's some other courts in the Fifth Circuit have already done the same thing, but they've done it for other people. They did it for the Second Amendment Foundation. They did it for a particular manufacturer. I forget which one of pistol braces. And the Fifth Circuit, you know, in three judge panels, I think has done it once or maybe even twice. I mean, this thing has been litigated a lot. And so this one is by the NRA, so it covers all NRA members, which, as you know, are millions of people. I mean, I'm a NRA member. I have a lifetime endowment membership, so I haven't had to put any money into the NRA for decades. But I'm a member, so I'm covered. I thought that was pretty cool. And it's nationwide. It's not just in the Fifth Circuit, because it covers NRA members, and the NRA is a national organization. So what that means, and I had happened to purchase some, lower receiver kits that were, you know, like multifunctional. You could make them into a pistol, you could make them into a rifle, and some of them had these braces, or of which there are many different varieties. And so while none of what I have is put together with something that resembles a shoulder stock on it, you know, there's still a little bit wondering if you had a part laying about that was from one of these systems, and you had the lower receiver, and you had an upper receiver that had a barrel with a length less than 16 inches, it wasn't inconceivable that the ATF come after me. But not until this gets completely adjudicated now. And the indications I see are, I believe, the court, the Supreme Court, will eventually strike it down and say, ATF, you exceeded your authority under the law. And the final rule, and I think it will probably include not just pistol braces, but also their new definition of what is a firearm, to include what we colloquially call 80% receivers, I think all that stuff is going to be struck down. And they'll say, you don't have the authority, ATF. The Congress may have the authority. We're not adjudicating whether the Congress has the authority here or not. We're just saying you don't have the authority. And that's the way I think it will shake out. But, of course, that is in the future because they haven't done that yet. They have heard a receiver rule at the Supreme Court in oral arguments, I believe. Not this case on pistol braces. I don't think that's been heard at the, maybe it has, at the Supreme Court. There's been several of these cases, and they begin to sound kind of familiar and run together. So I'd have to check to see if they've heard oral arguments on pistol braces at the Supreme Court level yet. I mean, it's not impossible. And they will. I mean, I think it's going there. There are splits in the circuits, and this is a decision and that the Supreme Court probably should make. And they've been kind of hinting around like they're trying to or will be putting some limits on what authority these administrative bureaucracies have. There has been some pretty good hints that they're going to strike down, the rule that gives administrative agencies discretion to change the law however they want. So I think this will be done in favor. Now, one of the things that I saw with this particular case is the judge in this case is Sam A. Lindsay. Now, that doesn't ring a bell to me particularly, so I looked it up, and I came across this great video of Judge Sam A. Lindsay in a black church in Dallas, and his skin tone is about the same as Clarence Thomas, and his background is, kind of similar to Clarence Thomas. He started from a very modest background, and in his case, it appears he grew up on a ranch in Texas. And then he got into academia. He did extremely well in his studies and eventually was appointed to the federal court. Only he was appointed by Bill Clinton. And he seems, from the video, to be a person concerned with integrity and honor and doing the right thing. Now, I know that sounds kind of weird, being appointed by Clinton and having integrity and honor. I mean, how do those go together? But, every president has a number of judicial appointments to fill. And the left, certainly in my experience, have much more, actually, racist tendencies than conservatives. And so I suspect they just appointed him because he was a black guy.
Hang on right there, if you will. Coming up on the next break. This article is at amaland.com, where Dean also has well over 2,400 plus other articles. He is the most prolific writer on the biggest website of its type, which makes him the biggest writer in the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back with the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about another pistol brace case. There's lots of pistol brace cases happening out there. And I had to interrupt you. What were you? Please, if you would.
I was saying that the judge in this case reminds me of Clarence Thomas. He's a very dark black man with impeccable credentials. I mean, he just did exceptionally well in all his academic endeavors. He's very well spoken. The little video of them that I saw, it was very impressive. Hadn't been watched much. And, it looks like maybe they cut out the link to the video from my Amaland article. I'm not sure why. He can be found on the net if you want to look. I just did a search for Judge Sam A. Lindsay, and it came up. And it is a beautiful thing to see that for people who think that because a person is black, they cannot have integrity and follow the Constitution. Well, of course, Clarence Thomas is the epitome of the opposite of that. And it looks like Judge Lindsay is very similar. And they're not very far separated in age. I think maybe 2 or 3 years is about all. So they grew up in roughly the same era. So I was very pleased to see Judge Lindsay rule as he did. He followed the law, in my opinion, exactly correctly, and did the right thing in spite of the left desperately would be wanting him to do the opposite. They don't want the administrative power, the ATF, curtailed. They don't want firearms stabilizing braces to be freely available over the counter as they were for about a dozen years.
Yeah.
I mean, which seems kind of silly, really. In my opinion, the whole idea of the stabilizing brace is just a leftover from this really silly decision that a Minnesota congressman back in 1934 insisted that short-barreled rifles should be included in the NFA, National Firearms Act, although nobody else seemed interested in it. I mean, and his given reasons were absurd. I think he was probably doing it Machiavellianly because I think he was not a stupid person, but he sure sounds like it in the congressional testimony. I mean, Harold Newton, I think, was his name. And he says, well, I don't want my people hunt deer. I don't want this law to inconvenience them, so shouldn't we include rifles in this law? Which is exactly the opposite of anything that makes any sense. And finally, the representative from the Department of Justice said, well, we didn't put rifles in here. And I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but it's pretty close. We didn't put rifles in here, but, if you really want rifles in here, we can put them in here for you. And they did. Which is why we have short-barreled rifles in the law now. Because a congressman from Minnesota made a nonsensical argument about deer hunters. It made no sense whatsoever. And, the administration wasn't enthusiastic, but we're talking about that Franklin Delano Roosevelt administration, and we're talking about Homer Cummings, who was the AG at the time, and Cummings happened to be, today we would consider him rather sort of Schumer-esque in that he's from Connecticut, close to New York, a little stretch, but he's definitely wanted to restrict especially handguns in the hands of ordinary citizens. You didn't want them to have them. And, but he was, they did not include short-barreled rifles. It just wasn't something that was on their radar when they wrote the bill. And then Harold Knutson, basically insisted they include short-barreled rifles. Which there were a number of short-barreled rifles. Rifles with 12-inch, 14-inch, right. 16-inches. Originally the bill was for 18 inches, that were being sold in the United States, bicycle rifles, that were meant to be carried on a bicycle, and they're very lightweight and handy. And so they were moderately popular, usually in something like 22 or 32. And sometimes some of them had a shotgun barrel with them or just a shotgun. Anyhow, so the whole idea of making it very expensive and difficult to have short-barreled rifles. It was just absurd from the very beginning. It made no sense. It didn't make sense criminally. It doesn't make any sense now. And so then to further say that, well, this brace, which we, by the way, the ATF said was perfectly legal for a dozen years, now under the Biden administration turns around and says, oh, no, no, that's really way too dangerous. We can't allow that. It's absurd. It's the stuff jokes are made of. And I think it will eventually go away. I think at least two-thirds of the ATF is eventually going to go away if we manage to keep a republic and not devolve into a tyranny, which, you know, the Biden administration's doing a pretty good job pushing toward. But if we manage to survive the Biden administration and get some other people in power, I suspect something like the Hearing Protection Act will remove suppressors from the NFA. And I suspect that short-barreled rifles and probably shotguns, too, will be removed from the NFA because it never really made any sense to have them in there. The only thing that's probably a little less certain is machine guns. And there were only a few hundred of them in civilian hands when the NFA was created. They just were not popular. And you can understand why. Ammunition's expensive. And in the middle of the Depression, most people used guns for hunting and full autos were not considered all that useful for self-defense. And so, there just weren't very many people that would spend the equivalent of several thousand dollars for a Thompson submachine gun. Or, even want to buy a Maxim, which were very, very pricey.
Hang on right there, if you will, because I got a couple of questions about this. This article is at ammoland.com, published April the 3rd, I believe it is. And it's along with 2,400 other articles from Dean. Yeah, 24,000 would be quite a few articles. That would be very, very prolific. That'd be five or six a day. Who knows? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. According to a recent report from Microsoft, the Chinese government is running counterfeit social media profiles, posing as U.S. voters and inquiring about their opinions on American political matters. The analysis from Microsoft's Threat Analysis Center said there's been a gradual rise in these fabricated accounts. The U.S. has no intentions of conducting an independent inquiry into the deaths of seven aid workers in Gaza.
The investigation that they concluded was an independent investigation. It was done by an agency of the Israeli government that does not report directly to the IDF chain of command.
It's National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. The possibility of cloud cover remains a concern along the path of totality for Monday's total solar eclipse. According to the latest forecast from the National Weather Service, people from Texas through Arkansas and potentially Ohio, North northwest Pennsylvania and western New York may have clouds. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the InvestUSA.org microphone, this is Lock and Load. Welcome back. This is we're also talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about the NFA and the some of the ridiculous parts of it. And I got a question for you. Within the ATF, wasn't the ATF originally created more to battle for the prohibition fight than for the gun fight in the beginning?
Yeah, and it wasn't really much of a separate agency at first. It was just a small bureau inside the Treasury Department. And, of course, it grew quite a bit during Prohibition because there was a lot of enforcement trying to prevent people from making alcohol. And Prohibition was going away about the same time that the National Firearms Act was enacted, and a good bit of the problems, and there weren't that many really, with fully automatic weapons, had to do with the criminals using the relatively new technology of automobiles to be able to outrun law enforcement and using fully automatic weapons like Thompson submachine guns and some Browning automatic rifles primarily to outgun and outrun local law enforcement. So and the places, the times those were used are very small numbers, but they were magnified by the press, and that magnification in the press was what was used in large part to pass the NFA in 1934. So today we face a somewhat similar problem in that these relatively small numbers of mass public murder by deranged individuals who just seem to want to kill people, even though they're relatively small, a tiny percentage of all murders, are being used by the media to push for a ban on semi-automatic rifles. But fortunately, we have some judges with integrity on the Supreme Court, and I believe they are definitively going to tell these states that are currently defying the Supreme Court, no, you can't just ban the most popular rifle in the United States.
Well, here's my question. How much alcohol and tobacco do they actually regulate?
They actually regulate quite a lot of alcohol and tobacco. All tobacco sold in the United States has to have a federal tax stamp on it. And all the alcohol in the United States, I think, has a tax stamp on it. And they bring in quite a bit of money. So there actually is a fair amount of alcohol and tobacco regulation that the ATF is involved in.
Right.
So if the agency got cut back to just being alcohol and tobacco instead of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms and explosives, it would still exist. It probably shouldn't be in the Justice Department, DOJ. It should probably be put back under the Department of the Treasury. And that's what I think should happen.
Well, I'm just, they don't administer the background check. That's the FBI doing that. And,
right. And I bet there was a lot of infighting going on over who would get that plum.
Yeah. But the thing is, with everything they do as far as gun, on a regular basis, like what just happened in Arkansas with that Air Force, or not the Air Force, with the airport executive.
Correct.
When they decide to ninja up and show up out there and everything else, they do something that is completely unnecessary in order to get their way, and then they end up killing people doing it.
Well, I think they have a bad reputation, shall we say?
Yeah.
In that way. And it mostly occurs in a relatively smallish number of horribly gone wrong raids. The most flagrant was against the people at the Branch Davidians in Waco.
Right.
And another flagrant abuse was with the
Randy Weaver.
Although, they, in both cases, although the ATF was involved early on, it was the FBI who took over the case and really was there when everything went really bad. So although, the ATF started things up, and especially in the Branch Davidian raid, they really made a huge mess of things. It was the FBI who expanded those initial mistakes into truly, nearly biblical proportions idiocy. And, yes. So, there's a lot of blame to be spread around there, and I studied the Waco debacle a lot, and it's amazing how much stuff was covered up and how much influence the media seemed to have to basically alter the narrative and not reveal really bad decisions by the federal law enforcement. And emphasize, trying to emphasize areas to make the victims of the raids look really bad. So, they've gotten a bad reputation, and some of it is much deserved. Most of the time when I have dealt with ATF, and I had a federal firearms license for a dozen years, they were very professional. I didn't have any trouble with them. Although, I'll relate this. I think it was the first 4 years I had a FFL. And I had co-located with a friend of mine's doctor's office. I said, I'd rather have this license someplace other than my residence. And a business location is good. And I had it in one of the rooms that he had rented for his doctor's office. And so at some point, the ATF stopped by or contacted them and said they wanted to do an inspection. And I said, he said, well, it's not here right now, whatever. And I said, yeah. But the doctor's wife got a little hysterical over it and said, Are they going to raid us and kill everybody like they did in Waco? And so my friend the doctor asked me to move the location, which I did. But I thought it was sort of how terror works. You know, you make this example where a bunch of people are killed off for really no good reason. And everybody else is like, wow, are they going to do it to me? So that's where we are. And I remember the good old days, a long time ago now, over 50 years ago, when if you wanted a firearm, you just ordered it through the mail and they sent it to your house.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I would like to see them disbanded. I would just like to see them disbanded. They just seem to have a lot of regulatory issues. They have they seem to overreach all the time. They're constantly being, depending on who's in power, they're weaponized and de-weaponized, and leaving them out there and letting them continue to operate. To me, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense if we're serious about the right.
You're correct. They've become a really bloated bureaucracy.
Yeah.
I'll just flat out say it. There's some pretty good people in the ATF.
Sure.
But they do what the people in charge tell them to do. And just as you say, this in weaponization, the Biden administration has weaponized them more than almost, I think, than anybody else.
Yeah, well, they've weaponized everything. Hang on one more time for me. We've got one more break to go through. Talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about the NFA, the ATF, and a few other alphabet things. This article we're referencing, this got published April the 3rd. It is at amoland.com, where well over 2,400 other articles of Dean's resides, waiting on you right now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Time on the firing line on the InvestUSA.org microphone. This is Lock and Load. We are talking with Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about the weaponized ATF for quite a bit. You know, the one thing that bothers me most about the ATF is not so much this rules changing thing they've been going through, which is very irritating. Very, very irritating. But now they've got this thing where they're going around here, and if you had a pin, you know, 4473s, which they change the form all the time.
Yeah.
And they're shutting down FFLs who've been in business forever, just basically taking away businesses because of pen and ink mistakes on a 4473.
Correct. And that is one of the reasons I don't have an FFL anymore.
Right.
Now, that has been close to a dozen years since I turned mine in. And one of the things I looked at was this potential of severe penalties for very minor errors. You know, you mistranscribe a couple of the numbers on an address. You check one box, one over from where it's supposed to be checked. And there are potential felonies. And I said, it's just too risky. I turned mine in.
Yeah.
A lot of people do the same thing, and originally when people got an FFL, and I knew people who did this, it cost $1, and all you did was send in the form in the mail, and you got your FFL back, and that was it. I mean, it was very simple and very quick. The price went up a little bit. It went up to $10. But it was after decades of inflation. And then under Bill Clinton is when they really put the screws to the FFL. And they made all kinds of changes in requirements for getting an FFL. And you had to get it, send in fingerprints and photographs and they increased the fees enormously. And they claimed that you had to, well, they still require you to send in whether you are prevented from any local zoning ordinances. I mean, they did everything they could to drive people out of FFLs. And they reduced the number of FFLs by about two-thirds. I think they drove like 150,000, 200,000 people out of business who had FFLs because it just wasn't worth the hassle. And, of course, what they want to do is instead of facilitating people having a business with firearms, they want to make it so difficult and regulatorily risky that the number of people who have FFLs dwindles to a very small number. Now, so they attack anybody on the small side by making it very, very risky, and then anybody who does a lot of business with an FFL like Cabela's, or, now I think, any of the other big FFL links are, you know, like even Walmart or, well, of course, Walmart is kind of against it.
Academy Sports.
Academy Sports is a good one.
Palmetto State Armory.
And what they're saying is, well, if you have a significant, you know, not very many, if you have a 10 or 15 people who, where the guns were that were sold from your store, got involved in a crime over a year or so, well, then we're going to put all these extra regulations on you. And they make absolutely no distinction between somebody who sells 100 guns a year and somebody who sells 10,000 guns a year. Well, if you sell 10,000 guns a year, of course you're going to have more of those guns used in crimes. So it's a way to go after the big, successful federal firearms licenses. And so it appears, I think to any unbiased observer, that they're just wanting to attack anybody who dares to sell or deal in firearms, which is absurd and a good reason they should be disbanded.
Well, that, you know, it would be interesting to see them actually come out and do something proactive for gun rights.
Well,
but, I mean, the way they practice their craft, though, within the ATF is always prohibitive, and it's always giving up rights. And
yeah, it tends to be.
Yeah.
But I talked to let's see, Brandon Maddox. He runs Silencer Central.
Right.
And so he has a pretty good, intimate relations with the ATF, as you might imagine, because he deals the most NFA items in the USA by far. And so we were talking about Marvin Richardson. I don't know if that name means it. He was basically like assistant director at the ATF. I forget his exact title, but he was like the second in command.
Right.
And I said, what happened? Because Brandon had talked to Marvin, had him out, shown his operation, you know, want to get him out there and show him what's going on so they could prevent any problems from happening. And that was before the Biden administration. And Marvin came out and he said he's very, you know, seemed like a decent guy. And he was constantly telling his agents, look, get a good relationship with these people. If you have a good relationship with them, they'll be able to help you out when there's really a problem. When there's, you know, like bad guys that are trying to mass purchase firearms that maybe they're going to take to Mexico or something. You know, don't, you know, work with them so that they can be in compliance. And so I asked him, I said, well, you know, I was looking at the Biden administration. And by the way, Marvin Richardson happens to be a black guy. And they said, and I said, why didn't they just elevate Marvin Richardson to director? He's the obvious choice. Got plenty of experience, well-liked within the agency. And I'm going from memory. What Brandon essentially said was, well, they wanted somebody who would be a lot tougher on FFLs. And Brandon had a reputation for, you know, trying to develop good relationships with FFL. So, of course, we don't want him to be in director's position. So a lot of this is, it depends with the particular, as you mentioned, administration, and the Biden administration has been worst in a long time.
Well, I mean, in the federal government, if they're not going to protect the Bill of Rights, they should be disbanded. That's just, you know.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
I mean, the very shortly, we're going to see what is really great about the Second Amendment if any of these terror attacks start happening in front of certain people. And we'll see the strength of the Second Amendment in play. But, you know, anyway, the left, all of this leftist nonsense where they look at the Second Amendment as a, you know, as us sitting around and piddling about and we can't really do nothing and everything else. They've obviously never looked at Afghanistan.
I agree, and what I think some of them have, and which is why they hate the Second Amendment. They don't want ordinary citizens to have any power. And that's just part of the whole leftist philosophy. All power to the state. No power outside the state. I think Mussolini said that, but he was a dignable leftist, as was Hitler, as was Stalin, as was Chairman Mao. They all are part of this totalitarian state mindset. All power in the state, nothing outside the state.
Right. Wow. That's more passe than freedom. I'm sorry to tell him that. I'm real sorry to tell him that. That's just doesn't work anymore, not the way they think it used to. So that's all well and good. I get it. I understand they're leftists. They don't like. They understand the utility of guns. They're not against that. They just don't want me and you to have them. So
that's
listen,
correct.
Listen, we're about to run out of time. Hopefully things change next week because things didn't work out the way I wanted this week, but I did get to finish this with some fresh Dean Weingarten material. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
You are welcome. Yes, it's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. As for me, I'll have to do that next week. I didn't take enough time to do this week, so I'll just hold off on that. And as for the rest of it, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.